From all of the texts and introductions, Rabash very much appreciated the introduction to the book of Zohar. And I've already told you that after a few months, 2 or 3 months, when I was studying with a teacher that he assigned me, Hillel Gepstein, and I was studying with him, he summoned me, he called me to come to him, and he started to read to me the introduction to the book of Zohar. I looked at him like a dog looking at a person, not understanding at all what that person wants from him. I truly had that feeling. I didn't understand anything, not a word. And he wanted to hint something to me into the these things or those things, all kinds of hints. But this is what I understood, is that he's trying to tell me something in between the words. But what is it? I didn't grasp anything. But in spite of that, this introduction is certainly very important, and it determines the entire path of one who wants to actualize himself towards the Creator. So he needs to be concerned. Then his friend, his inclination is greater. As much as a person has evil forces, evil inclination, accordingly, it's difficult for him to correct himself, and it is difficult for others to be next to him. But once he goes to correct it, indeed, he corrects several times over more than everyone else, and he carries everyone.
He's harmful to himself and others, or only to himself?
What does it mean he's harming or not harming? He's trying to do with whatever conditions the Creator gave him, whatever he received as a result of the shattering. And one who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. It means that people who truly do great work, they appear as cruel, as foolish, as crass. However, bit by bit, they correct themselves, also not with the same speed as people who have a lighter egoistic will to receive. But once they do correct their crass will to receive, they're doing great work. This is how.
What does it mean for Israel to be the internality of the world?
In Israel, just like in the entire division of Adam HaRishon, you have Israel and the nations of the world. Israel are those who belong to Gelgalta and Enaim, the inner part that corrects itself first. Later on comes the correction of the second part called the nations of the world. It's called this way without any relation to what we have here in this world. And then it corrects itself later, because the whole correction comes or follows from the lighter to the heavier. So first of all, the light souls, high souls, correct themselves. High means pure. And later on come to be corrected the coarser, heavier souls. This is why our generation is also called the last generation, or the generations of the Messiah. Why Messiah? Because we are the coarsest, the most egoistic. Therefore, we can draw great lights. This is called the light of the Messiah, the light of Chokhmah. And for the earlier generation, the light of Chassadim was sufficient. And therefore, we need to see the friends not according to how much they're maybe advancing or how advanced they are in their purity or how much they attain, rather how much they put in effort meticulously and persistently, then they advance. Because maybe you have two friends, one of them is pure and the other one is coarse. So the one who is coarse is advancing slowly with great difficulty. He falls and gets up. And the one who is pure, he just takes everything seemingly easily. It's all clear to him and it seems to you that he's advancing. But he's advancing in a very light way, a very external way. And therefore, we shouldn't, assign grades to anyone. Rather, keep going and keep going and keep going and help each and every one. As it says, 1,000 times shall the righteous fall and get up. So we have to help all of those who fall also, especially help them. Okay.
If I may, I have a second question.
No.
What is Israel inside of a person?
Israel within the person is the inclination to discover the Creator, to reach adhesion with Him. This is called Israel. Yes.
Meaning that the role of Israel, those who have an inclination towards the Creator, their role is to make public the method of love your friend as thyself, the internality of the Torah. And if they do so, by that, they cover for everything. They compensate for everything. Whereas if they engage in external actions, all sorts of actions which do not benefit others at all, then they remain with the Torah that they set for themselves without any correction. And we see in such people that they remain with no correction, and they have hatred towards other people, which increases much more than with people who never study at all. And who do we have? Petach Tikva 21. Let's do it quickly, though.
We see that the internality of the Torah actually turns the internality. He says for a person in Israel to engage in internality of the Torah means to engage in the connection in the ten, the importance of the ten. What does it mean to elevate, love your friend as yourself?
To elevate means that in your ten, you want this principle to be as emphasized, as prominent as possible, and for everyone in the world to respect this principle.
What is the connection between engaging in connection in the Ten and elevating the importance of the Ten to the internality of the Torah?
It's the same thing. It's the same subject. What does it mean to work in the connection of the Ten, the internality of the Ten? It means that you want to connect them together around love thy friend as thyself. What is the internality of the Torah? Love thy friend as thyself.
What is the connection between studying the inner part of the Torah and external dissemination?
When we study the Torah, we want the light that comes to us, we want it to come to us and connect us together and to be revealed in us. And how to do that? We have to spread this knowledge around as much as possible. And then the light that comes will come through us to others. And in that way, we enjoy it as well. It works very simply in this way. If I'm here in a 10, this is my 10, and I draw to myself, when can I draw the light to myself? When? When below me, there are some Some people. When there are people there, and then I take from them their lack, their lack, which is called man, a minus. And I integrate with them. Why? I incorporate them. Why? Because previously I would go out to them to bestow. I would go out to them, give them talks, lectures, articles, and so on. So that's dissemination. A result of that dissemination, this is part one, right? I get an impression in return back from them. This is called number two, part two. And this impression awakes in me a lack, this minus. This minus, I then raise up to the Creator, so that I'm not asking for myself. That would be reception. Rather, I ask for them. So this becomes bestowal. So I raise this minus up to the Creator, an even bigger one, and I tell him, give me the ability to pass on to them the power, the light, everything. And then from the Creator, light emerges, comes to me, the upper light. This is the plus. And from that, I get a plus also with respect to them, towards them. I pass this on to them, like this. And that's how I correct them and fulfill them. So what do I want to say by this? Only one thing. That if I don't have externality, if I don't go out to disseminate, if I don't go out to disseminate, people, right? Something that's outside of me. Then I have nothing with which to turn to the Creator. This minus is what I relate to Him.
Can we somehow describe in this diagram, in this sketch, how the intensity of the prayer in the 10 depends on the deficiency that we collected from the nations of the world?
It's called man. You call it man, the lack that we raise up to the Creator. All right. Well, Kiev.
Как подключиться к хисарону народов мира?
How do we connect to the deficiency of the nations of the world?
Through dissemination, where you go out to them, and then you feel properly how much they suffer and how much they need the correction. Otherwise, you'll just feel that what they lack is entertainment or various things of this world. It's only when you go out to disseminate to them and explain to them the purpose of the world, what needs to be done, where we can get, then you will begin to feel the correct response from them. I don't know what to add here. It's a great sorrow that this is actually happening right now, as we can see. But what can we do but to persevere? There are many people who are opposed. This is the root of the opposition to the wisdom of Kabbalah, actually. The wisdom of Kabbalah tells the person what he needs to do. He needs to attain love of others. He needs to get to in order to bestow, and only in that way he will be called Adam, man, similar to the Creator. This whole life, this world, everything was created only for him to function in this way. If not, nature will push him through suffering in that direction, as we are beginning to feel in our world right now, in a very pronounced way. So we have to understand. You think that the world is full of righteous people.
That's my question, whether to the masses of the people, maybe it's enough for them to just see it, be impressed by it, and say, I also want that. I don't know about the laws, I don't know about the system, I don't know about all of these things, but I want to be in it. I realize that we're in the same boat, and...
I don't understand your babbling. Look, each one has a desire, each one has a need, a will. Each one needs to correct his will so that it is in order to bestow to everyone and to the Creator. Yes or no? I can't hear you.
I guess so.
Yes. So does he do it or doesn't he? Why are you diminishing his role to just... Well, not doing anything, in essence. He must serve as an active part in the system of Adam Rishon. And what he draws from the Creator, him personally, even the smallest measure, this is the system of Adam Rishon. And if, for example, we have one, maybe you know him, we call him Leo or Oded. You know, he's like barely anything. But he has his square here, his slot, right? And into that square he has to pull the reforming light. He must. And from that square he must relay this sustenance to the whole kli, the whole vessel, what everyone needs from him. It's like cells in the body. This is his cell. And he must. Without that, it's only these cells that allow a body to live, to exist, nothing else. And each one must, in that, become similar to the Creator and connected to the Creator in an absolute way. Look, there needs to be feedback also, this way. Direct light, reflected light, reception, bestowal to the Creator. What does he bestow to the Creator? He bestows to the Creator by spreading it around to everyone. So he bestows, he raises man to the Creator. A special man, which no one else can raise. And he draws mud from the Creator, the upper light, which no one else can bring. And if every cell does that way, comes the end of correction, where the general light fills the whole soul, neshama, and that soul is Adam.
I thought that what you are describing is mostly the role of those who are called Rosh, head. Rather,
every person, everyone has a Rosh and a Guf, a head and a body. Ultimately, everyone has a part of the head and a part of the body. Ultimately, everyone is connected to everyone else. Integrality is manifested in such a way where everyone is connected to everyone else and everyone does everyone else's work as well. And they're all equal. They come to...
тем, кто является причиной того, что дух Машиаха исчезнет. И потом он пишет, что они вызывают своими поступками голод, бедность.
It says here, because the I feel sorry for those people because of whom the spirit of the Messiah departs and they awaken in the world looting and killing and hunger. That this is what is happening nowadays.
Correct. This is what's happening now. And now I see Vlad from Kiev in front of me, who is the cause of this.
I wanted to ask exactly about this. I am the reason for all of these things, and I want to check the effectiveness of my work. According to what you drew, where here is the disconnect in the chain? At what point am I actually doing something?
Есть проблема выхода есть проблема выхода в это самое в массы, есть проблема, насколько мы их понимаем и как мы можем это правильно обработать, то, что им не хватает, чтобы поднять это к Творцу, потому что в высшем свете находятся только на самом деле, чтобы не было, что они хотят. Это только высший свет может дать. Да? Как мы обращаемся к Творцу? Включая их желания в свои желания и поднимая эти оба желания к Творцу.
Рав, слиха, за иврит.
А.
Рав, sorry, can you speak Hebrew?
Sorry, yes. We need to check here how we're included in their desires with our desires. These two desires here, look, it needs to be our desire here. And their desire, and this will be a third desire here, yes, which we elevate to the Creator. And it's not exactly, it's much more than that, yes? It's all those things. We need to see this whole system always in front of us, like this, in my eyes, where I see it in front of me, and to actualize it as much as possible, and to constantly pray to the Creator to help us realize it.
Nevertheless, in order for the situation to change for the better, what should I do? Is there some inverse relation between lights and vessels here? How can I influence or bestow in the most effective way?
There are so many conditions here. I just need to want this to come true. In every action that I take, I want this part to exist, for me to tie the whole of humanity to the Creator. In short, with the whole of humanity, where I'm working with them, I want to embrace them, to tie them together, and also to connect them to the Creator. And then I will cause them to also become supportive, wanting to elevate me to the Creator themselves. I come to them with my lack to help them. But then they come back to me when I get the lacks from them. They come to me to push me. And so there's
besides the morning lesson and the meetings of the 10 will be for that.
I think that only practical actions can move us, can get us to the right decisions. Only practical actions bring us to the correct decisions, because those correct decisions come to us from above. And only as a result, in response.
And we are...
It's possible you mean the right thing.
Okay.
To connect with everyone, not a spider web or a binary, to connect with all the people and explain to them as much as possible in all languages and all possibilities, explain to them their purpose, the purpose of their existence. Then if they won't realize it, nature will manage them more harshly towards that same direction. That.
Shalom, internet.
A question from the internet. I teach twice a week, engage in dissemination, work in the 10, and I'm in the lessons every single day for many years, and I still feel most of the time that externality is more important than internality. What else can be added so that internality will be more important than externality?
Ask. Ask the Creator. There's nothing to do here. There aren't that many actions. Your practical action, the most beneficial action, is the prayer. You must ask of the Creator to change your relationship to internality and externality. So that instead of succeeding and making money and enjoying proper life, you will constantly try to be with this yearning for spiritual fulfillment. It doesn't mean that you disconnect from this life. Rather, within this corporeal life, you're also in your spiritual life. Try it, but a prayer. There's no other means.
Moscow Free.
Учитель, вопрос о милости Творца. Вот сегодня вечером я выхожу на распространение.
Teacher, a question about the chesed, the mercy of the Creator. I go out to disseminate. My question is, what does it depend upon whether I take 10 kilos of deficiency or 1,000?
Depends on how much you want to help them, those you disseminate to. Not yourself, but them. The extent to which you disconnect yourself, your I, your ego, from all those things, and you wish to be as a pure representative of the Creator towards them.
And can the 10...
Of course, there's nothing in you. Only to ask through the 10, with the 10, from the Creator. Go ahead. No one is saying you have anything. But you want it to be so. That's good. Try.